Thank you for calling the Founders Claim Department. You may report your loss online at www.foundersinsurance.com. For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima 2.
For the company directory, press pound. For the claim's mailing address or fax number, press 1. To see if your claim has been reported, press 2. To report a new loss, press 3. For questions regarding an existing claim, press 4.
You may report your loss online at www.foundersinsurance.com. If you are a Founders Insurance agent, press 1. If you are reporting an automobile loss and the vehicle is not drivable, press 2. For all other losses, press 3. To hear these options again, press 8. All of our representatives are currently assisting other callers. We appreciate your patience and look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you for calling Founders. My name is Marisol. How may I help you?
Kelsey, hi. I don't know if I spoke to you earlier or not, but I need to make a claim on a wreck, I guess.
Okay. What is your policy number?
The policy number is 0AIN127985.
What is your name?
Sarah Lee Jackson.
Okay. Was the date of the accident today?
Yeah, today.
Okay, so you already filed the claim. I'm trying to read this. They don't want to reimburse. Okay, so
okay,
the claim. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to let you finish what you were saying.
No, I was just saying that I was looking at the notes and, I think they explained to you that you don't have total reimbursement and that she wanted to contact us back. So are you calling, but the claim's already open.
Okay. So, yeah. She said I didn't have towing, but then the towing company said that it has to be a part of it because it's part of recovery.
Part of recovery.
I don't know. That's what they told me, basically. But I physically can't move it out without a tow truck. So, like, I have to get it towed regardless.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Okay, what are the damages to your vehicle?
I guess it's the front part of it. I feel like a lot of it is underneath. Something came out from underneath, like my tire, but I don't see no physical lot of damage. You know what I mean? I just kind of went over a cliff, ran over a few trees, and I came out on the bottom.
Okay.
I feel like pictures could describe it more than I could describe it. You know what I mean?
Mhm. I do. Did the airbags deploy?
No.
Okay. And the vehicle is currently at your home, correct?
No.
It's not. I just saw this here, but it's not. It's at the tow yard. Give me a second. Let me correct this.
Well, it's not at the tow yard yet either. It's in someone's property right now, and they're towing it out of their property.
Okay, but they're towing it where?
They said they have to tow it to their place. They won't take it, like, anywhere else.
They can take it to your house. I don't understand why they're trying to force you to take it where you don't want it to. What is the tow yard?
Yeah, if
where,
you,
do you
guys
know where
could,
they
like,
want to take
it? It's called Bland's in Bloomington, Indiana.
It's okay, so I can hear you, but then your words sound really slurred, but it's not you. It's like, I don't know, the connection. So,
it's the service. I'm so sorry. It's called Bland's, B-L-A-N-D-S,
uh-huh.
in Bloomington, Indiana.
I'm going to need their phone number.
Oh, the phone number, yeah. Let me look it up for you real quick. I think I'm gonna, I don't know which one specifically. Okay, so I think it's 812-336-0398.
Okay. And is there someone specifically that you're speaking with at the tow yard?
No one specifically. There's like three of them here. I only know them like by their names, but they're like currently like attending my car.
Okay, so they're there right there with you?
Yes.
Okay, do you mind putting one on the phone just to kind of confirm if they're going to take your vehicle and where to? Because we need to find that out.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, I have to get down there. It is kind of bad service down there, just so you know. It might break up a little bit.
Okay.
My insurance would like to speak to you, if that's okay.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, my name is Marisol. Who am I speaking with?
This is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Okay, so our insured is saying that you're going to tow the vehicle, but you're not willing to tow the vehicle to her home?
Well, the issue is that we could tow it to her house, but we'd have to be paid for everything at the time we drop it, which includes the recovery.
I see.
But the recovery is taking a rotator to get this thing out of this guy's yard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the recovery. All right, let me go ahead and speak with our insured again. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Did you guys figure out what you needed to?
Okay, so here's the thing. They can't tow it to your house, right? They said that's not a problem, but you do have to pay up front. And so they expect payment by the time they drop your vehicle there at the house.
Okay. So what if I can't pay that?
I know. Because I see that you don't have tow reimbursement either, but all right. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. See if I can reach somebody that can assist. If the call disconnects, we have your phone number here on file, and I'll just reach out again.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Can I give your address? No, I would not want to, because I can't get it out of your house if I put it in your house. It has to be somewhere close.
My brother.
Because imagine getting out of your driveway. I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to mess with your driveway, honestly. Unless you unless I could park it by the mailboxes and no one say anything. Yeah. Okay.
You're able to drive it.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, 5% of 3,000. What's that?
Oh my God. This is terrible. Because, like, honestly, if I have to leave a pair of things and go make some money, that's what I'm going to have to do.
I'm not sure that I'm going to buy that truck.
What truck? But I don't know. I don't think something's wrong with it. I'm not going to be able to get that out of the driveway. I'm going to have to get another tow truck to come get it.
No, because we've got friends. We've got buildings. We've got friends.
Okay.
Got
a brother. But it's so much closer to you than it is. Yeah.
Ew.
I just don't have the money.
They
tell you I don't have money to
spend. Well, that's why I need to figure out. Isaiah has $1,000 a month. Just have to get it.
Thank you. I know. You know, that's how, like, everything's on that side. Thank you. I don't know how much home. I don't know yet.
Okay, Sarah, thank you for holding. So I was trying to get in touch with somebody that could assist, but I haven't received any, like, response. Is your vehicle just no longer drivable? Like, you can't drive it off?
I don't know. I haven't tried it, actually. So whenever I hit the bottom, it was stuck in mud, and I couldn't drive it out, you know? So now it's like, I mean, I don't know if it's drivable or not.
Yeah, because if it's drivable, you're going to save a lot. You know what I mean? Like, you would. The only thing that would be there would be the recovery.
It?
Yeah. Like, if
okay,
you're able
me,
to. But if you're. But if you don't. Yeah. Because if it's not drivable, then, you know, it's not drivable. But if you can actually drive it, you wouldn't need it towed.
Okay.
you would just drive it to your home.
Let me see if I can go forward. Oh. Hold on a second. I'm so sorry. She wants me to see if it's drivable. Yeah, I know. Will you give me a little booster? Okay. Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think it is too.
Okay, yeah, so I think it is drivable.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so very, very careful when you drive it back. Make sure that you just, once you get to your house, just park it, you know. That way you're not going to be charged anything. Let's see here. So once you get home, just call us back so we can finish the claim, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll call you back. Is there like a better number I can, but so I don't have to go through all the
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have to go through all that.
1 second. Okay, it's gonna be 847.
Okay, 847.
768-0040.
0040. Okay, thank you so much. I will give you a
You're
call right
welcome.
Back.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.